Police and Fire Dispatch. How may I help you?
Yes, I think I just spoke to you about a gentleman up in 5900 by Forest Creek.
No, it wasn't me. What can I help you with?
Well, I just phoned and made a report of a suspicious person, and so my husband got in his car and drove around to our old neighborhood to see him, and I just wanted to let the dispatcher know that he's on about 725 East and about...
What city is that in, ma'am?
Murray.
Murray. Okay. And what's the address you gave? Was it Oxford Hollow?
That's my address.
Okay.
And where he was right behind our yard in the creek going back and forth in between people's homes. And so my husband ran around the neighborhood and saw him coming out on 725 East and 59th. And he doesn't have a shirt on now. My husband said he's taken his brown jacket off, but he's headed south on 725 and about 5900 south. So I just wanted them to know.
When was he seen at that address? How long ago?
Oh, probably he's been here for probably the past hour or two.
Right, yeah, I see that. But when was he last seen at 725 East and 59 South?
Just
5 minutes?
No, just
okay.
2 minutes ago.
Okay. All right. And you said your husband went where?
He went around our old neighborhood to see, because it's the back of our old neighborhood, to see where he was going, because he was worried that he was walking up in the backyard of people's homes.
Is he driving or on foot?
My husband?
Uh-huh.
He's in driving in a car.
Yeah, what color and type of vehicle is he in?
He's in a Dodge truck.
What color?
In a Dodge tan diesel
truck. Okay.
So.
Okay, if you have contact with your husband, will you please call him and let him know not to approach the male or anything? But if he doesn't see him, just to call the police. Yeah, because I don't want him to get hurt at all. So I will give that information to them. There are two officers that are that were dispatched out, and they're on their way over there now. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll get there as soon as we can, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.